The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. In the most recent work that I read about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, the author says this, and it's beautiful. He said, "Mother Teresa told us that we could be, in every moment of our lives, God's answer to somebody's prayer. We could be Jesus, if only we would let ourselves." And I read that, and I thought, gosh, that's profound, that's so true. I thought, but it kind of misses the mark. You know, Mother Teresa, she didn't go out to try to be Jesus to others, to bring the love of Christ to the world. And I thought that for the longest time because they are missionaries of charity. But their mission wasn't, let's bring Jesus' love to the world. It was, let's love Jesus. You know that popular slogan, "What would Jesus do?" Mother Teresa made it far before it was ever concocted. "What would I do if it was Jesus?" And I think it goes a little bit deeper. Because for Mother Teresa, it wasn't a mental construct. It wasn't, okay, gosh, let me try to imagine if this was Jesus. Well, no, it was, this is Jesus. He told us. He is in every person. He is in the least of the people. This is Jesus, so how am I going to treat him? Our Lord says today in the Gospel, "Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." And my brothers and sisters, I think so often we aim for that. Gosh, I want to try to treat them as they, you know, I want to be treated. But he said, that's the law and the prophets. And I came to not only fulfill them, but to surpass them. That's not what I call you to. I don't want you to try to treat others as you want them to treat you. I want you to treat them as you would treat me. And I want you to love them with my love. Mother Teresa said this, "When all recognize that our suffering neighbor is God Himself, and when you draw the consequences from that fact, on that day, there would be no more poverty. If everyone could see the image of God in his neighbor, do you think we would need tanks and generals?